Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Ngikubingelele futhi mlaleli igameni elihlele inkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha ubingelelwa yemusizo wakwaZuma lasikhuluma ngengqikithi yokukholwa ohleleni lethu elithi Heart and Soul la kuRadio Pulpit ekuseni kulesine. UNkulunkulu akubusise for listening to our programs. Namhlanje siyaqhubeka sikhuluma about the armor of God. I want you to understand ukuthi uNkulunkulu sinikezile ikhali zikamoya. Lalela mawu umntana kaNkulunkulu noma ngabe ubhekane nayiphi impi, victory is guaranteed. Victory is sure. It doesn't matter ukuthi uphuma kwesinjani isimo. It doesn't matter ukuthi you've lost battles before. As a child of God, you need to know that losing the battle is not losing the war. You may have lost certain battles. You know why? It is because we are in a wrestling, because the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Mhlawumbe umsebenzi uye walahleka, mhlawumbe imoto iye yahamba, mhlawumbe indlu iye yahamba, mhlawumbe umshado uye waphela. But lalela, losing the battle is not losing the war. You have not won yet, because in Lelia Kubega, you know, the journey continues, and it doesn't matter what happened now, but when you've actually won the battle and won the victory, because uNkulunkulu unawe, because you are more than a conqueror. Each and everything obhekane nayo uJesu has paid the price for you to win. You know, it doesn't matter what it looks like right now, but at the end of the day, because the chapter eyimpilo yakho ayikakapheli, you have not lost the war. Losing the battle is not losing the war. Last week sesakhuluma ukuthi we are in a covenant with the Lord, and there are three things that happen in a covenant. There is an exchange of names, an exchange of possessions, an exchange of weapons. Into engifuna ukuthi uyazi ukuthi, you know, this armor thina esiqokayo is the very armor that the Lord wears when he goes to battle. I want us to read the book of Isaiah chapter 59 verse 17. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu, he puts on righteousness as his breastplate and the helmet of salvation on his head. He puts on the garment of vengeance and wraps himself in zeal as in a cloak. The book of Isaiah chapter 59 verse 17. UNkulunkulu naye uyayiqoka this armor esiyiqokayo nathi, but yena ufaka ezinye izinto because he's also a judge. So he puts on the garment of vengeance, because lalela, as much as bakwenze zonke izinto ezimbi ongazicabanga, lezi zenza ukuthi ungafuni ukubathethelela njengoba uJesu athi bathethelele, lalela, uNkulunkulu is the one ozokuphendulela. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. Impindiselo ingeka Jehova, ungafuni ukuthi uziphindiselele. So ngifuna ukukutshela namhlanje ekuseni ukuthi this armor is the very same armor that the Lord puts on himself. And uthi uNkulunkulu ku Deuteronomy chapter 12 noma ku Deuteronomy chapter 20 verse 1 to 4 ile sigcine ngayo last week, ungayifunda futhi ukuthi mangabe ubhekana nesimo, mangabe ubhekana nesitha esikhulu kunawe, esinamandla kunawe, you need to know ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzoba nawe kuleso simo leso, kuleyo mpileyo obhekana nayo. So now I want us to look at the helmet of salvation. Ukuthi iyini na I helmet of salvation? Yes, I want you to look at it twofold. I want you to look at the helmet of salvation for what it represents. Ukuthi, it's a literal helmet in the spirit realm. But also, I want you to look at the representation. Ukuthi, iyini, if we move away from being literal. Ukuthi, why must you put on the helmet of salvation, and what is this helmet of salvation? Let's read the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 8. Lithi, since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on the hope of salvation as a helmet. Hallelujah. Lithi, we put on the hope of salvation as a helmet. Now, ngifuna ukuthi sihlukanise lezinto eziyithu ukuthi iyini na I hope of salvation. What is this itemba linsindiso? Let's first look at the word hope. Noma legama elithi itemba kutlisho ukuthini. You know, number one, you need to understand that hope begins with a promise of a definite event or happening that will be experienced personally. Hope begins with a promise, because without a promise, there cannot be a hope. Hope begins with a promise of a definite event or happening that will be experienced personally. It must be a promise directed specifically to a person. There is no hope for the person who has the idea that he is not specifically or personally involved in that specific thing that he is hoping for. So as soon as a man personally receives a promise of blessing, liberation, or deliverance, that's where hope is stimulated. That's why we are saying, Guti, hope is the anchor of the soul. So Now, you need to understand ukuthi salvation is what brings hope ey'mpilweni zethu. The reason why, noma the difference between wena nomuntu wasezweni, uma ngabe sibhekane nezimo esibhekana nazo endleleni yethu yokholwa nasempilweni, is because wena you've got the hope of salvation. Wena unethemba, you know, you've got a hope because of the salvation ona iyini na isalvation. Now, you need to understand ukuthi salvation, it happens in threefold. Kona is salvation yenzakala noma insindiso yenzakala uma wamukela uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi. That's what we say is salvation past. It's salvation yenzakala instantly and then it is done away with. Bese kona is salvation a present and then bese kona is salvation future eseza. Now, let me talk about salvation. Ukuthi iyini? Salvation is deliverance and preservation from whatever is dangerous empilweni yakho. Whatever it is that brings a threat empilweni yakho. You know, at the moment a person is born again, he is delivered and preserved from eternal death and punishment. When you accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, this is gankulunkulu. Igama lakho liyalotshwa encwadini yokuphila ukuthi ngalelanga uzohamba ngale mhlabeni mawufika ezulwini bese bayakubuza ukuthi why should we allow you into the kingdom of heaven. It is because you accepted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then it means ukuthi usindisiwe, awuyi esihogweni, wena uyongena ezulwini because you are in the register by virtue of believing in Jesus Christ and accepting him as your personal Lord and Savior. That is what happens on the day you accept Christ Jesus empilweni yakho. You get into that guarantee eyokuthi sowamukela uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi, and then that's what we call salvation past, insindiso eyenzeka. That's why bakubuza ukuthi wasindiswa nini bese uthi ngasindiswa last year ngoJuly or wherever. It is because it is salvation past. But kunensindiso futhi esenzeka. So because salvation is three, four, angisho sakhuluma about the helmet of salvation. So khona le salvation le which is constant empilweni yakho. Hallelujah. Uthi uRomans chapter 8 verse 2, because through Christ Jesus the law of the spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Before you get born again, you are under bondage because of the law of sin and death. Because, you know, naturally, when we istalwa ngathini, naturally, you are a born sinner. Because of the human nature, you are a sinner. But the minute you accept Christ Jesus, you are delivered from the spirit of from the law of sin and death. In other words, it means ukuthi njengoba umamukela uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi, mhlambe yebo usaphuza, yebo usabhema, yebo usenza izinto ezi wrong ezisese khona empilweni yakho. Now, your salvation now is God delivering you. When you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you receive the righteousness that comes with accepting Christ Jesus empilweni yakho. And it means that nature that you receive when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ingena phakathi kwemvelo yakho. It superimposes your nature. And then bese emva kwalokho you experience what we call salvation present. Salvation present is you being delivered. You become delivered from the things ezikhlulayo empilweni yakho. Mhlambe khona into ezikhlulayo namhlanje. Uzitshela ukuthi eish yazi khona bengifuna ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu but ngisahlulwa u1 no2 no3. Lalela leyo insindiso a present. It is something that is continually happening. That is why masisesela emhlabeni we are striving for perfection. Insindiso yethu, it is still continual. So I'm talking about the aspect of sin today. Next week ngiyaqhubeka about salvation present. Sibheke ukuthi uNkulunkulu usisindisa kuphi na. But today I want to tell you ukuthi whatever it is, uNkulunkulu he delivers you from the law of sin and death. Because lithi zikaNkulunkulu uma siqhubeka senza isono, uma siqhubeka senze kanjalo, it means ukuthi we are bound by our carnal minds. And when we are bound by our carnal minds and we continually sin, you know, sin always drags us to death. It wants us to be judged by God, and it causes the enemy to keep on accusing us before the throne of God. Alokathi bekusu usizwe saka yenze u1 no 2 no 3 so that ukuthi azozama ukuthi akhiphe ezulwini. But let me tell you something. Mawusindisi umamkela uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi, wamkela amandla ukuthi kubreakeke lezo zinto lezo ezingakhona ukubreakeka empilweni yakho. I'm talking about the helmet of salvation. UNkulunkulu akubusise ke mlaleli, siyaqhubeka futhi next week about the helmet of salvation.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.